But yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the third and final hour of our morning show here this morning. With that mentioned, this is the first Sunday in July of the summertime, and we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, also being heard over historic CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. We can also be heard worldwide at www.oshawarocks.com from the heart of the Durham County of Oshawa, Ontario, and also via our home on YouTube at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With all that mentioned, I would like to share a double feature of sorts here this morning as we open the third and final hour today with recent news that our dear friend James Monroe, the son of Bill Monroe, sadly passed away on June 25th at the age of 85. With that mentioned, James will be remembered by many for his band The Midnight Ramblers. However, to me, he will be remembered as a dear Facebook friend and a true keeper of his father's legacy in bluegrass music. With that mentioned, it was during the 1970s when James and Bill Monroe would record a couple of father and son albums. First of all, it was from 1973, an album called Father Son, and from this album we have Tall Pines. Then we'll hear another classic off the 1978 album called Together Again, and a song called Hard Times Have Been Here. With that, I would like to dedicate these in loving memory of James Monroe, the son of Bill Monroe.
In my youth, I stood on this mountain and planted some pines in the sand. Every day I'd look their way, but just couldn't understand why they never grew like I thought they should do. I just couldn't understand why. And the day I just happened by, tall pines, reaching up over the pines, tall pines, I bet you wouldn't know me now. Silent it seems here today. There's that old rail fence we built inch by inch, surrounding the old family graves. And there's one gray stone standing all alone. They're waiting to join me in the shade. By Daddy's wagon, they led me through a clearing to a house decayed and sagging. I stood outside the doorway of the place that I call home. Hard times have been here, but they've gone.
In the backyard set a chopping block, an axe but no one chopping. On the front porch set a rocking chair, a chair that wasn't rocking. And the kitchen's old wood cook stove looked cold and all alone. Hard times have been here, but they've gone. And the shingles couldn't shed the water from the roof no more. And the rusty hinge had lost his strength and couldn't hold the door. The weeds were growing shoulder high where no one had swung aside. Hard times have been here, but they've gone. Mama's body, and over in the meadow, Papa's plow was standing idle. It seems that everything I love is carved in marble stone. Hard times have been here, but they've gone. And the shingles couldn't shed the water from the roof no more. Rusty hinge had lost his strength and couldn't hold the door. The weeds were growing shoulder high where no one had swung aside. Hard times have been here, but they've gone. Hard times have been here, but they've gone.
And yes, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the East Coast Maritimes of Canada. As we do this, we would like to salute a segment I like to call the Great Atlantic Lullaby. First, we'll hear a song going out to my dear friend, Percy Kenny, who performed on the classic Dick Nolan song called Aunt Martha's Sheep. We'll send this out to Percy today. Then we have a song by the legendary King of the Newfies, as we call him, Michael T. Wall, and a classic called Maritime Fever. And we'll wrap up another classic, this time about the Rock of Newfoundland once again, and our Atlantic island in the sea. It'll be Roy Payne and his all-time classic called The Isle of Newfoundland. With that, I would like to say good morning, and also happy listening to everybody down east. But also, a happy Sunday morning to Peter and Myrna in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. Welcome in, friends.
Come gather all around me and I'll sing to you a tale about the boys in Carmelville who almost went to jail. It happened on a November's night when all hands was asleep. We crept up over Joe Tossil and we stole that Martha's Sheep. Now if you pay attention, I know I'll make a laugh. We never went to steal the sheep, we went to steal the calf. The old cow, she got angry because we woke her from her sleep. We couldn't take any chances, so we had to steal the sheep. We got the woolly animal and dragged her from her pen. She said goodbye to little lamb she'd never see again. She knew that those dark strangers soon would take her life. In less than half an hour she felt a dreadful night. And Martha, she got angry when she heard about the loss. Said she'd catch the robbers no matter what the cost. Next morning just at sunrise she to the office went. And to the RCMP a telegram she sent. Well, the Mountie got the message and he started in to read. This is from my Martha telling an awful deed. Last night my sheep was stolen, by whom I cannot tell. I'd like for you to catch them and to drag them back to jail. Well, just a short time later, about 12 o'clock at night, we had the sheep a-cookin' and everyone feeling tight. The smell of mutton and onions, no man could ask for more. We chugged along in the minion when the Mountie walked in the door. Said, sorry, boys, your party, I really don't want to wreck. I smelled the meat a-cookin' and I and they're coming to check. You see, the sheep are stolen and the thief is on the loose. They come right in and join us, sir, we're having a bees a loose. Well, he came right in, they set right down, we gave him a piece of sheep. And this is the finest piece of moose I know as I ever eat. But 2 o'clock in the morning, he bid us all good day. But gets in the clothes and the sheep, sir, we'll pony right away. Said, thanks a lot, you're darn fine bunch, your promise I know you keep. If everyone was as good as you, you wouldn't have lost your sheep. After he left, we had the peace we had in the oven to roast. We might have sold the sheep, boys, but the amount he ate the most.
If you've never been there, take a trip down east, where saltwater breezes cool evening tide. Where life slows down its pace to a quiet, even flow, and you get that strangest feeling right inside. You get that maritime fever every time. It's good therapy to help you to unwind. It will chase away your troubles and get rid of your frown. Maritime fever, come on down. On the rocky shore off Newfoundland, bleak though it may be, live fishing folk who are one of a kind. Though Cape Breton mines are drear, here's that lovely Cabot Trail with beauty that's enough to blow your mind. Now those Nova Scotian pipers wear their tartans proud as they pipe to the sound of marching feet. Lots of dancing and fun at the beach at Port of Peak, where the fiddlers sign off a hoedown beat. You get that maritime fever every time. It's good therapy to help you to unwind. It will chase away your troubles, get rid of your frown. Maritime fever, come on down. Unending green off PEI with the rivers showing through. Spuds and lobsters there are out of sight. New Brunswick with his tidal bore, St. John reversing falls. When you get back, you'll say that I was right. You get that maritime fever every time. It's good therapy to help you to unwind. It will chase away your troubles, get rid of your frown. Maritime fever, come on down. It will chase away your troubles, get rid of your frown. Maritime fever, come on down. Maritime fever, come on down.
In the cold Canadian waters, north from the coast of Maine, there's an island called Newfoundland, swept by snow, wind, and rain. On the island, there's a village with its customs and its ways. The little town of Carmenville, my home of childhood days. Those childhood days were something carefree all the time. There's a girl in every story, and you know there's one in mine. She broke my heart so often, and it stays a little sore. That's the reason I left home and can't go back no more. Where the people make a living on the land and on the sea, there are people on the island that mean the world to me. I wish I had the power to change the path of time and live again in Newfoundland, my home of childhood time. I love to watch the sailboats as they glide across the bay.
to see again the farmers sow the seeds and cut the hay. You see, the island has no strangers. Everybody is your friend. The little island of Newfoundland, I'd love to see again.
Where the people make a living on the land and on the sea. There are people on that island that mean the world to me. I wish I had the power to change the path of time and live again in Newfoundland, my home of childhood time. To live again in Newfoundland, my home of childhood time.
I left my home in Newfoundland many years ago, with my guitar on my shoulder to do a country show.
Hello friends, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back.
I'm the singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Well, yes, friends, I would like to once again pay tribute to the high lonesome sound of bluegrass music as we send us into the bluegrass segment that I like to call The Grass Is Always Bluer. With that mentioned, we'll begin with Jackson Hollow and their classic song called Roses. We'll then follow with a song that was given to me by a new friend of mine who I had the honor of meeting at the Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival, Leon Swag, and his version of Magnolia Wind, the old Guy Clark classic. And then we'll hear from a song off a CD that was given to me by my dear friends, the Dusty Drifters. From them, it will be an all-time classic, High Lonesome Sound, called Lonesome. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you fans of bluegrass listening in today, and also a huge thank you to Sparky, also known as Sander Day, and also Barb out there in the Iroquois for seeing that I was able to attend the Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival again this year. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
A soft summer evening, another time, another place. He brought her in roses on the very first day. She got carried away by the things that he said. Time would erase them, but she would never forget. Confessing his love, he calls out a name she's never paper on the wall. there's a story to tell. If roses could talk, she never told him, she never let him see her cry. Only the roses know what she kept deep down inside.
Sleep in a box like a bum on the street than a fine feathered bed without your little old cold feet. I'd rather be deaf, dumb and stone blind than to know that you're mourning. Never be mine. I'd rather not walk through the garden again if I can't catch your scent on a magnolia wind. Young than to live without you. I'd rather go hungry than to eat lonesome stew. It's once in a lifetime. This won't come again. It's here, then it's gone on a magnolia wind. I'd rather not walk through the garden again if I can't catch your scent on a magnolia wind. ever comes a time, it comes time to go. Pack up your fiddle, pack up your bow. If I can't dance with you, then I won't dance at all. I'll sit this one out with my back to the wall. I'd rather not hear pretty music again. If I can't hear your fiddle on a magnolia wind, if I can't catch your scent on a magnolia wind.
Like a ship lost at sea, in a world of despair, it's so lonesome there. So why don't you come on home to me? Lonesome, lonesome, pining away. Since you said that we must part, darling, you broke my heart. I'm lost and I'll never find the way. With all my heart and soul, but you broke every vow, and it's all over now. I'm left in this world lonely and cold. Lonesome, lonesome, pining away. Since you said that we must part, darling, you broke my heart. I'm lost and I'll never find the way. All my heart and soul, but you broke every vow, and it's all over now. I'm left in this world known and cold. Lonesome, lonesome, pining away. Since you said that we must part, darling, you broke my heart. I'm lost and I'll never find the way.
And now, friends, keeping with the tradition of our program here on this, our tribute to Napanee Country Jamboree for 2026, I would like to welcome our fourth and final interview guest onto the Way Back with Johnny show this morning. That, of course, is a true Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Famer, class of 1994. This program today is full of legends of the Ottawa Valley, but also of the Napanee and surrounding area. But this next guest has long been an interest of mine to have an interview with, and it has been edited from a half-hour interview down to about 15 minutes, but it is with none other than the Ottawa Valley pioneer and legend, Neville Wells. Now, following this interview and this fourth and final interview for today, we're going to hear Neville's all-time signature song called But I Was Younger Then. With that, here's my good friend and a true Ottawa Valley pioneer, Neville Wells.
Hi, Johnny. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Very good. It's a pleasure to be talking to you.
Fine. It's my pleasure.
I grew up listening to you. My dad was a huge fan of you, and yes, for sure.
Thank you.
Let's go back to when and how you got into music, if we may.
Well, that's a long story.
Yeah.
But I think I was born with music in me. You know, when I was 3 or 4 years old, my dad bought me a harmonica. Yeah, we were living in Montreal at the time, and I remember being proudly able to play God's Save the King on my harmonica when I was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old, somewhere back in there.
Okay.
Music was always important to me. I used to, my mother used to play choir music and symphonic music on CBC radio, which is about the only radio you could get back then. And I used to tell you the truth, I used to, even when I went to bed, I'd hear music in my head, and symphonic music, and just sort of took over my life. And I mean, I had other activities, but in moments of tranquility and, you know, going to bed and that, I would just be hearing music in my head.
I understand what you mean, because music's been very close to me over the years as well, yeah. Now, you were born in Newfoundland, but you were raised in Oompa, Ontario?
Yeah, my parents moved from Newfoundland towards the end of the Second World War, and we wound up in Montreal for a while, and then my father got a business opportunity as a resort operator near Oompa, and so he moved the whole family, and in about 1947, we all moved to Oompa. He and my mother ran this fishing lodge for about pretty close to 20 years, maybe a bit more. And so that's where I grew up, my sister and I. And I went to school in Oompa and then in high school in Charlotte Lake. And that took us to the late 50s, after which came to Ottawa.
Okay, yeah.
To go to Carleton University. But I grew up in Oompa. And from the time of, 10, 11, I began to listen to country music. And, you know, I can still sing and still enjoy singing Hank Williams songs that I learned back in when Hank was still alive.
Yes.
Back in the early 1950s. So that's where my country music interest got born.
And you also, I understand, formed your first band in about 1960 called The Children?
Yeah, well, that wasn't my first band. I was in bands while I was in Charlotte Lake High School.
Oh.
And I played in bands at the Oompa Dance Hall in the 1950s and during high school, as I say, later 50s at Charlotte Lake, in Charlotte Lake. And then when I moved to Ottawa to go to Carleton University, I thought I should learn folk music, and I began to learn things like Barry Belafonte music and Kingston Trio, and especially Kingston Trio. During my first year or so at Carleton, I was in those days called a folk singer, but then, of course, there was a club in Ottawa that many people may not heard of, but it was a folk music club, a coffee house, and it was called Le Hibou, and I kind of became part of that community, and I used to play guitar there, and I met a lot of people there, including Peter Hodgson, who's known to many people as Sneezy Waters.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So Peter and I formed a duo called Nevin Pete.
Okay.
And we played folk music around, mostly at Le Hibou, but at other coffee houses. And I think we played once or twice in Montreal. And, you know, we did that for a while. And in the meantime, also hanging around Le Hibou were people like Bruce Colburn, for instance, David Whiffen, Sandy Crawley. Eventually, we all got together, and thanks to a poet in Ottawa who was quite a magnetic type of personality, mm-hmm. named Bill Hawkins, and we wound up putting a band together called, as you said, The Children. That was in 1962, I think, or 3, maybe 64, yeah.
And you also had very high connections with the Ottawa Valley, of course, but one band I understand you worked with was Bytown Bluegrass.
Bytown Bluegrass was a band in its own right. The Adams brothers, Ray and Glenn Adams, had a band called Bytown Bluegrass, and Ralph also worked with him quite a lot, and he actually made an album called Ralph Carlson and Bytown Bluegrass. But it was much later years when I joined the Bytown Bluegrass. To tell you the truth, I can't exactly figure when that was. Now I don't remember. Okay. I think we're talking the 80s, 90s.
I would think so. Yeah, it was about the third album in. So yeah,
could be. Yeah.
So in the early early days of the Umpa Stomp, you also were part of it and the formation of it.
Yes, I remember fairly clearly sometime in the 70s, I was in Umpa because I had a lot of friends there, obviously, and I was spending time with friends. And it was a Labor Day weekend. We were just having a picnic, a few people at a local beach, and, you know, we're cooking chicken on an open barbecue, and I had my guitar there, and we were singing a few songs and eating chicken.
Yes.
And I made the comment to my friends, gee, it'd be nice to, if we had it, we should have had some kind of a festival on this day as a fundraiser for the Umpa Snowmobilers Club. And so that evolved into the Umpa Stomp. The first year, which I can't really remember, but I think it was 1979, somewhere, 78 perhaps.
And it became quite legendary in itself too, yeah.
Yeah, it ran for about 20 years. I was the entertainment side of it. The Umpa Snowmobilers Club did most of the hard work of putting the, putting the field together. But it became basically a fundraiser for the Snowmobile Club.
Okay.
And they were actually able at one point to buy a couple acres of land and put up a building on it with a proper stage. And they say the whole thing, I think, about 20 years I was involved.
Wow.
On for a couple of years after without me, but I think people just sort of ran out of energy and inspiration, perhaps. As all things, it eventually died.
Exactly, yes. And what was the honor like to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame of the Ottawa Valley in 94?
Well, it was tremendous. I couldn't believe it when I got the call from our old friend Hal Lee. He called me up to say that I'd been nominated. I couldn't believe it because I didn't consider myself to be in the same league as Terry Carice and Ralph Carlson and Ron McMahon, the Silver Fox, you know.
Okay.
So I was surprised in the first place. And then, of course, to think that obviously it's a select group of people who make the decision. And to think that they picked my name out of a fairly large number of highly qualified entertainers was extremely gratifying to me. And it was, I guess, one of my great honors.
For sure. And we, of course, talk about the golden era of the Ottawa Valley. What was it like back then? I know they had a style of their own, a lot of the legends, including yourself.
It was a period of mostly cover bands. You know, we would play songs that were popular at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Early on, of course, by like people like Hank Williams, but, you know, then Waylon and Willie and the whole gamut of entertainers that were popular at the time, mostly Americans.
Okay.
But then, of course, during that period, Terry Carice came along with his songwriting partner, Bruce Rollins. Terry got to where he had enough of a repertoire of his own tune, of his and Bruce's tunes, to pretty much do exclusively or almost exclusively his own music. And that was one of the things that pressed on me, the idea that one should get to where one could write one's own songs if one wanted to, go forward. Because, you know, it's great to do cover material, and cover material works very well because it's obviously it's popular, so people want to hear those songs. But
it's nice to have something of your own as well.
But, well, that's the thing. If you're creative at all, you want to write some of your own songs.
Exactly.
And while I'm not a prolific songwriter, and I don't consider that I'm in the same league as like Terry Carice and some of them, but I was able to get a few songs written and recorded, and I got modest success with three or four songs. So I feel I've had a pretty good kick at the cat.
Okay, yes, and you are a legend. I will tell you, I've grown up idolizing you and the others, and you are a legend in your own time, Neville.
Well, Johnny, thank you very much. I find that very, very flattering and obviously gratifying as well. Now, one thing I wanted to mention, speaking of being flattered and receiving gratification, was that in addition to the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame, I was inducted more recently into the Land O'Lakes Traditional Music Hall of Fame as well. So that was because the Land O'Lakes area of influence included Umpa.
Of course.
It included some people from my past, like Walter Cameron, whose name may or may not be known to you, but Walter was very active in the area between Snow Road, which is near Umpa, and Walter made a mark. Walter was one of the inductees into the Land O'Lakes Traditional Music Hall of Fame, and then I was as well, and I felt very flattered and honored by that too. So as I say, I've been lucky, and I've had a good,
an amazing career.
Yeah, it's been good.
Now, another song that I would like to ask you about is one called I Was Younger Then.
But I Was Younger Then, I mean, it, in some ways it's kind of a silly statement, because if you're using the word then, you're talking about the past. Of course you were younger then. You were younger than 2 years ago or 2 weeks ago.
That's right, or yesterday
ago.
Or when. have, yeah.
But that song, that could be a long story, but keep it brief. Mm-hmm. It sort of flowed from my Hebrew days. A very interesting man, and I don't want to waste your listeners' time too much by talking about that, but Charles Fisher was a very interesting romantic type of character. He was a Welshman who had been born in the 1930s.
Okay.
And he was born in Wales, and he grew up with a man named Dylan Thomas. Some of your listeners will know who Dylan Thomas is. He's a famous poet from the 1950s, I think.
Okay.
But Fisher grew up with him, and he was also a poet, but in the Second World War, and he was involved with British intelligence because he knew how to write. And in the 1950s, he moved to Ottawa, spent a lot of time living in Spain amongst the gypsies in a place called Sacromonte, which is like a suburb of Granada. So Charles showed up at the Lihibu one time in the 1960s, early 1960s, and he was, you know, he had an earring and he had a flashy appearance and he played a bit of flamenco guitar, and I found him to be a very fascinating character. And as a matter of fact, I'd always had a bit of a fascination for Spain from my childhood. Obviously, when Charles showed up at Lihibu with his guitar and he could speak a bit of Spanish and he could play flamenco and all that sort of, talked a lot about Spain and Granada and Sacromonte. And of course, the other factor in all this is that I'd become enamored of Ernest Hemingway.
Okay,
especially the novel The Sun Also Rises. And so by this time, I was really anxious to go to Spain. So I did. I went to Spain one summer. Charles was there. I met him there. And, you know, I hang out in the gypsy caves and everybody's smoking marijuana. And I'm talking about late nights, candlelit nights in these gypsy caves, isolated. And, you know, girls dancing and swing skirts and
harems, you know, and what have you, yeah.
That clapping and all that sort of thing. So that became a very firm memory in my mind. And it was an important memory to me because it was part of my process of expanding my horizon. That's where that song comes from. I wrote the song, I think, one time Wayne Rostad and I rode motorcycles to, I think it was either Regina or Saskatoon, the annual country music jamboree out there, the Academy of Country Music. And so we went out there to attend that. But I remember I'd sort of written the song by then, and I remember I was in an elevator going up to our rooms with Wayne, and I sort of hummed a bit of the song to him, and he said, well, we've got to record that song. That's how I became connected with Wayne and Stag Creek Records.
Tell us about this Napanee Country Jamboree you're going to be appearing at.
Well, that came, interestingly enough, of course, you know who Dusty King Jr. is.
Yes, of course, yes.
Well, you wouldn't believe it, Johnny, but, you know, my wife and I go to the airport to go to Cuba, and who should be at the airport at the same time but Dusty King Jr. and Jen Smith. They were going to Cuba, too.
So, small world.
And I think we were going on the same, yes, we were going on the same plane because we saw them there, but, I mean, they went to a different resort than we did. I didn't see them there again. But anyway, Dusty mentioned to me that Landon Martin, the organizer, had been trying to reach me, and so I think he may have given me Landon's number or something, or I checked my email or something and his number showed up, but I got a hold of Landon and he invited me to appear on this show. I haven't done festival shows for a year or so, so I was flattered and honored, of course, to be involved in that jamboree, especially when you consider the band that I'm going to be working with, you know, Dusty and Steve and all those,
exactly,
and Andy, and like just a great bunch of musicians.
That's right.
Well, that was quite thrilling. So that became cemented, I guess, in January of this year. And so there you go. That's my story.
Well, we look forward to seeing you there for sure, Neville.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that show. It should be fun.
Wrapping up this interview, what song can I play for you? Of your own, that is.
Of my own? I think my most successful song, there's two answers to that.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite songs of my own, because it's so personal, but maybe it's too personal, but I was younger then.
Okay.
But the song that got me most radio play across the country is But I Was Younger Then. I'm going to play But I Was Younger Then is in my repertoire for the Napanee show.
Oh, great, yes. Okay.
The other one, But I Was Younger Then, is not on that repertoire.
Okay.
So I leave it to you. You're going to have to flip a coin, Johnny.
Okay, sounds good. And we'll see you in Napanee, of course. Have a good day.
Bye. Yeah,
bye.
I was 20 and broke and hitching in northern France.
faced truck with an old French fisherman. He took me to his home and called me friend. I shook his hand goodbye. I said, we'll meet again. Ah, but I was younger then. I had all the future to believe in. I thought there'd be lots of time to do it all again. But I was younger then. My old friend Charlie in southern Spain. We did some things we'll never do again. The air was filled with smoke and the wine flowed and the gypsies danced. Good then, when life to me was all romance. And now I find that time is taking its toll, and the things I'll never do, they burn my soul. But I remember how it used to be. Back when time meant nothing to me.
Howdy, friends and listeners, way back with Johnny. Yes, this here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock, and I'd like to offer my listeners a very special chance to right now obtain yourself a pair of tickets to the Napanee Country Jamboree this coming weekend. All you have to do is call me at 613-861-5713, leave a detailed message, and the first ones to do so will obtain themselves a weekend at the Napanee Country Jamboree. Again, that number is 613-861-5713. Welcome in, friends, and I do hope y'all enjoy this show.
Y'all come, oh, you all come to see us now and then.
And well, yes, friends, with that mentioned, we have been paying tribute to the Napanee Country Jamboree for the last 3 hours. But right now, I'd like to pay tribute to another song dedicated to James Monroe, who sadly passed away the 25th of June at the age of 85. Now, James and I knew each other through Facebook. He was, of course, the son of Bill Monroe. And many years ago, Rhonda Vincent, who we remember as our beloved queen of bluegrass music, recorded a song to Bill called "Is the Grass Any Bluer?" Well, now, James, you sure know if it's any bluer up there, and I'm sure it is. So with that, we'll dedicate this in loving memory of you, my friend. May God bless and keep you forevermore. And hopefully one day we will meet again. With that, here's my tribute to the legend. legendary James Monroe, the son of Bill Monroe. Yes, friends, that's another wrap on the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, I would like to thank each and every one of you, my listeners, for tuning into the program again today and sharing your Sunday morning with me. And like to thank each and every one of you, my special interview guests, for being on today's program. Without you, this show would not be able to be done. I would like to remind y'all that this coming Thursday to Saturday is the 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree, and I hope to see y'all out there. That's from July 9th to the 11th at the Napanee Fairgrounds. I hope to meet a lot of you out there as we enjoy some great music. With that mentioned, and with the fact that two of our pioneers of country music's children passed away this past week, of course, that is J. Buck Ford, the son of Tennessee Arnie Ford, and also Bill Monroe's son, James Monroe, I would like to send us all the way home today with two classics by their legendary fathers. First of all, it's going to be the legendary Bill Monroe in an all-time classic called Over in That Glory Land, and then we'll send us all the way home with none other than another favorite, this time by Tennessee Ernie Ford himself, and I'll Fly Away. Now, with that mentioned, come on out to the Napanee Country Jamboree at the Napanee Fairgrounds this coming Thursday to Saturday to enjoy some great country music. With that, may God bless and keep y'all, and yes, we'll be back next weekend, same great time, same great place, over CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. So long for now, friends, and keep it country.
I have a home prepared for the saints abide just over in the glory land, and I long to be by my Savior's side just over. Angel band.
With the blood washed on, I was shouting, saying, just over in the glory land. Glad hosannas to the Christ, the Lord and King. Just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land. There with the happy angel band. Over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land. There with the mighty host of stand. Just over.
Listeners, this here is your old host with most, Johnny Woodlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to say, but friends, I'll try, and God bless you all and keep you. Till we meet again.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh.